from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Welcome back into The Drive on 610 Sports Radio, 610sports.com, and the Odyssey app. Keeping an eye on the Olympics right now, the United States women's team, they are playing Japan right now. They are up 56-39 in that one. It is the middle of the third quarter. The United States women going for another gold medal. This is their first game in the Olympics as well. Coming up at 4 o'clock, we're going to be joined by the Hall of Famer George Brett. Will be on the show coming up in 1 hour. I got a chance to talk to George Brett for about 30 minutes today. Really excited to play that conversation for you guys coming up at 4 o'clock. He is the second Hall of Famer on the show today. The first Hall of Famer is friend of the show, Denny Matthews. Always a privilege to catch up with him and recap the weekend. It was a great weekend at Kauffman Stadium. Friday night, it reminded me of 2015. I'm out there. It's 36,000 people. There's a buzz. There's an energy. There's lines to get food. Salvador Perez hits a big home run. The Royals win. We get fireworks. It felt like a trip down memory lane.
Yeah, it really was, and I agree with you. It did seem like a few years ago, and the crowd was very enthusiastic, and that always helps. But, it was a good, clean game, well-pitched, and the Royals scored 6 in one inning, and that was it. That was the story of that game, and then the games 2 and 3 of the series didn't go, obviously, the way that everybody wanted them to, but the Cubs had really not been much offensively. In fact, they were in the lower part of the National League offensively, but their bats came alive in the last two games, and they scored some runs, and the Royals didn't do much at all offensively after the fourth inning on Sunday.
You can sense the buy-in, and we'll talk more specifically about the individual result of these games, but you were starting to see the fan buy-in, in my opinion. They got 21,000 people on Tuesday against Arizona. This weekend, Friday was packed, Saturday was packed, Sunday was a good crowd for Royals and Cubs as well. You can really sense a turn in the attendance as this team starts to play in more important games.
Yeah, you could feel that about a month ago. But know this, the Cubs and the Cardinals have always drawn at Kauffman Stadium. And it really doesn't depend on how either team is doing, because you're going to get a lot of Cardinal fans here. You're going to get a lot of Cubs fans here. And on the other hand, you get a lot of Royals fans in Chicago, Wrigley Field. I doubt if there's going to be that many in Chicago tonight or tomorrow night or the next day, but the White Sox are so bad. But there'll be a few Royals fans that go to the games in Chicago, but the Cubs and the Cardinals are magic. It's just one of those things that they draw. They're Midwest. There are a lot of transplanted St. Louisans here. There's a lot of transplanted Chicago people in town, and they show up. And I wish we played the Cardinals and the Cubs more than just one series apiece every year. Be nice to have them in here for three series. That would be a boon to the attendance.
It was really crazy to see it because we talk about national brands, and you mentioned it, the Cardinals, the Dodgers, the Yankees, those kind of teams. It was crazy to really see the power of the Cubs brand, and you're walking around and people got Alfonso Soriano jerseys. He hasn't played for that team in 15 years. They got Chris Bryant. Like, I really saw how popular the Cubs was this weekend.
Yeah, and that all stems from all the games that were on WGN years ago. People became attached to the Cubs because that was really the only everyday baseball you could get. And at that particular point in time, the Royals didn't televise any home games. They televised some of the road games. But the Cubs and the Braves used the cable, and their product was available every day, every night, and that created a ton of fans for those teams.
Right now, we're talking to the Hall of Fame voice of the Kansas City Royals, Denny Matthews. Let's get to the series. If this team narrowly misses the postseason, I think it's going to really come down to one stat. So far this season, the Royals, they are 3-11 in rubber games. Wednesday was a game you had to figure out a way to win. On Sunday, you mentioned the runs and the lack of offense. They had two opportunities in this series to win the series against Arizona and the Cubs, and they lost both of them.
Yeah, and the same pattern held true in both series. Royals win the first game and then come up short in the next two. Is that a trend? You hope not, because now you're going in to play the White Sox, who really couldn't beat anybody. And if you can't win three, two being, if you win two, okay, if you win three, you should. Less than that is disaster, really, because the White Sox are that bad. So from there, you go to Detroit. Detroit is better this year than they have been in the last 3 or 4 years. That's going to be a challenging series, too.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Denny, what are you seeing from James McArthur? I've seen frustration from Royals fans, possibly wanting a change at that closer spot. There's not a lot of great options, I would say, in the Royals bullpen. They're sort of stuck in that regard. What are you seeing from McArthur? Because he had a stretch of about a month and a half where he was actually pretty serviceable. That is not how the last couple of appearances have gone.
No, and I see a pitcher. It's pretty simple. I see a pitcher who's not pitching with confidence. And it's no more complicated than that. I don't know if it's command of certain pitches or a pitch or whether he's not quite as confident with his stuff as he has been in the past, but it's very simply a pitcher who's not pitching with confidence, and when that happens, like, the results usually aren't very good.
Everybody hears that and thinking, well, if you see a pitcher that is lacking confidence, he can't come in high-leverage ninth-inning situations. What would you do if you were the manager here? Are you going to continue to pitch McArthur and hope that he kind of gets himself out of it, or do you think it's time to make a change?
Well, you know what you could do, and this guy's been consistently good most of the year, and the left-hander, Serpa, has been consistently good. Well, put him in the ninth inning. See what he does. Is he as consistent? Is he as good in inning nine as he has been in six, seven, eight, wherever Q's used him? But he's the one right now who's the most consistent. So put him in the closer spot. If he closes, great. You got something going. Put MacArthur in the 6th or 7th inning and let him get his confidence back. And then if he does and if he becomes effective, now you have a real nice combination of a right-hander and a left-hander who are effective, and that's good news for innings 8 and 9.
What makes this race so fun to me is, I mean, you have, I would say, a handful of teams. Minnesota is one game ahead of the Kansas City Royals. Boston is a game back of the Kansas City Royals. Seattle's a game and a half. Tampa Bay. I mean, you have just 4 or 5 really flawed teams. And as we really hit the go button, where it's about 60 games left in the season, 2 months of the year, and a lot of these teams still play each other. Boston comes to Kansas City next week. You still got games against Minnesota. It's going to be a really fun 2 month stretch as one of these teams is likely going to figure it out and get hot down the stretch.
Yeah, perhaps. And you have, my opinion is, you have a number of good teams. You don't have any great teams. And so everybody's pretty equal. And so who's going to rise to the top? Well, we'll find out in 2 months. But yeah, I don't see a real power team just coming down the stretch and just obliterating everybody else. I don't think that's going to happen.
Denny, as we are closing out the month of July, I want you to think back, and this could be a while. Can you remember a Royals player that had a month better than what we've just seen from Bobby Witt Jr.? I mean, since the All-Star break, leading into the All-Star break, he has just been red hot. He has been the best player in baseball over the last 3 to 4 weeks.
Yeah, and you mentioned earlier that you're going to talk to George Brett later on in the afternoon. Well, I've seen Brett have hot streaks that would equal the hot streaks of Witt. And, of course, you have to remember that the year that George hit 390, boy, you've got to have a lot of hot streaks and hot weeks and hot months to achieve that number, to come that close to 400. So, yeah, those two guys, we've talked about them side by side before. And you just raised the question, and we could put him shoulder to shoulder once again.
It's funny when we talk about, like, five-tool guys in baseball, and that's a term that we throw out there. It's one thing to see it every single day, like with Bobby Witt Jr. I don't know what his weakness is. He can hit for average. He can hit for power. He can hit for speed. He can defend. Like, we talk about five-tool players, and sometimes those guys are, like, three-tool or maybe four-tool. I don't know what Bobby Witt Jr.'s weakness is, and that puts him in the conversation of best player in the game.
Well, I've heard through the grapevine that he's not that great with paint by numbers. But I don't know if that's true or not, but that might be the only thing that he can't do better than play baseball. But he's been blessed with every single ability that you need to play the game of baseball to that extent. Great arm, good power, good range, good defender. He works hard. It's great natural talent, but he works hard. And yeah, it's something to watch, because you don't normally see a player who's been gifted with all those different tools, the speed, the power, the feel for the game. He's got a great baseball IQ, and he's not that old. He's not that experienced, but you would think he was late 20s, early 30s, the way he plays and thinks the game. And then you couple that with those great abilities, that physical gifts, those physical gifts that he's been given, and you got somebody special.
Denny, you and I have never talked about this before, but I think baseball has the trade deadline at the absolute perfect spot. We have seen 100 games from everybody. It's after the All-Star break. It's 2 months to go in the regular season. At this point, you should be finalizing your roster and making a playoff push. I think baseball has it right with where they have each year's trade deadline.
Mm-hmm. I would agree. And you're right. You know what you've got. You know what you don't got. And so you have to make some moves if you really want to get down to the last week or so and have a chance to get into the tournament. And I think all teams are more or less jockeying for position, and it's going to be fun to watch.
That is Denny Matthews, the Hall of Fame voice of the Kansas City Royals, joining us on the show today. The Royals, they have 3 games on the road against the White Sox, and then they go to Detroit to play 4 games against the Tigers. Denny, it's always an honor to talk baseball with you. We appreciate you.
Always fun, Carrington.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.